Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What a now word.
I'm telling you, man, I'm just so brokenhearted over the condition of things, and it's time to quit trying to appease the Pharisees and rise up and say, listen, we are called to be victorious. We're called to bring the light and hope. Listen, people are miserable. They're sick. They're bound. And they're really crying out for help, and they're turning to the government because us as the church, we haven't stand up and told them that their hope is God. That their healer is God. Their provider is Jehovah Jireh. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And we criticize them, but why our message is like 3 points and a farewell? We should have told them he's Jehovah Jireh.
Right.
He's our provider, right?
That's right. That's right. That's exactly where we're at. I mean, I think we're coming to a point where the church and the world, they're not interested in a tap dance. They're not interested in coming to a concert. They're not interested in being attained. They want to know, do you know God? And can you tell me the truth? And in the end, that's what has always prevailed, and that's what's always going to continue to prevail, is the truth. It's the truth of God's word. What is God saying? And not the traditions of man.
Well, I'm looking right now on the VFN Torch, an article that CBN News reports that more Americans now identify themselves as atheists.
Wow. Well, think about it. I mean, if you heard some of the things have been shared, give me a reason to believe in God. Give me the truth. Give me a reason. You know, show me something. You know, they say, show me Jesus. Show me Jesus in your life. Show me Jesus at work. Show me Jesus in your marriage. Show me Jesus in not that you just go to a congregational meeting on a Sunday morning and I know that you went to church because you got dressed up, but show me in your everyday life. And I think that's a reasonable expectation. That, I mean, Jesus says you'll know them by their fruit.
Yeah, we've been gone. We've been, you know, left the original tent for so long. When somebody reads the scripture, he that abides under the wings of the Almighty, they think it's like two wings on the building that just came up with the building plan. But because they're not abiding with God, but they're abiding, you know, and so this is about you and God. You and God. Think about it. More. This is what the CBN News reports. You can see this on the VFN Torch. More Americans identify as atheists. It says in the report, the survey found by the Gallup poll that 5% of Americans say that they don't believe in God, which is up 1% from 2005. What do you think 5%? That's 5% of 300 million. 320 million. Mm. 320 million, yeah. Right? No. Yeah, 320 million. Help me out, numbers there.
Thank you word for it.
Because we've been talking about China so much with 1.3, 1.4 billion. It's like, we're just a drop in the pan.
Yeah.
But we are an arrogant drop.
I mean, one person, you know, come on.
But no, but that's a lot. I mean, you think about that.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you think about it. That is like a lot. And so then, it's at the very same time they report that respondents who consider themselves religious has dropped from 73%. In 2005 to 60%. People are walking away from religion. They're struggling with
their
it's a sad thing because the thing is that the church has turned to be a very religious. We've turned to became very religious,
right?
Instead of relational, you know, that's our tendency. Our tendency is to begin to start off in the spirit but end up in the works,
right?
And so. But if we repent, then they'll understand a difference. And it just takes, you know, one major thing to happen like that. But yes, 73% to 60%. That's almost only half. It's like half of America's population almost is not. What they're saying is just I'm not into it. It's there's more out than in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to figure this out. You know, it's just not. You know, at some point you got to get a clue.
Right.
Yeah, at some point we got to go, you know what? Whatever it takes, you know, I got to have Jesus, and I want to be fruitful, you know. And fruitful is not a crowd. Listen, ZZ Top can get a crowd,
especially if the crowd's trying to be like me. If I'm lost and you're trying to be like me to get me, you know what I mean? I know when I was lost, hello, I didn't want nothing that resembled me because I'm coming out.
You know, if fruitfulness was a crowd, then Jesus wouldn't have ran them off by telling him the truth. You know, said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, the entire crowd left, and he still was God.
Mm-hmm.
And he was even willing to look to the 12 and say, what about you guys? You know, and of course, I'm all for large groups of believers who love God, but it boils down that you need to have personal relationship yourself, you know, with Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage you that there is hope. If you missed the first hour, you got to you know, hear the second part of the first hour, you'll be greatly encouraged, because there is a cause. You know, mm-hmm. how do we respond to this day? What do we do? And we're here to encourage you on the journey. Mm-hmm. Here to encourage you on the journey.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as you guys sat dormant, dormant. When we were talking, y'all were like, we can go back and play the I said, listen, you know, I'm talking about this horrific reality of, you know, more Americans now are identifying as atheists.
Mm-hmm.
That has gone up from 4% to 5% of the American population since 2005. I said, how much is that? And you And Pat goes, I'll have to default to you. You know, and then John was really silent right there. So I had some research. I want to thank you for those who put it together. You know, it's the intellectual part of our program. Really, this is so stimulating. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
What do you think? And you think, well, 5%. When you think 5% of, you know, a dollar, you think a nickel. But when you're thinking 5% of the population of a country of like 311 million people, that is 15.5 million people.
Wow.
15.5 million people now, you know, roughly identify themselves as an atheist. That's horrific.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, not only that, you think about it, the population. Let me tell you the states. If you added up populations of states that would total 15 million people, I'll just tell you the states.
Tell us.
I'll tell you the states. Imagine all these states, everybody in these, I'm not saying the people in these states, for our listeners in those states, are atheists. I'm just saying we're using that as a comparison. And just think, every state I'm about to name would equal that 5% mm-hmm. of the American population who says there is no God. That's what an atheist is. You think about it. Wyoming has 568,000 people. So the whole state of Wyoming.
In the whole state?
See?
How many?
See what I'm talking about? State? So the whole state is less than 600,000 people.
Wow.
And so that means all of Wyoming could be atheists. They're not atheists, but I'm just using this comparison.
Right.
You know, I'm using it as a comparison because I'm not saying the people. Mm-hmm. It's important to say this. But to say, so then you can include all of Wyoming if you're going to lose some sort of comparison. What's 5% of America? And then you could actually say Vermont. Vermont is only 626,000. Isn't it amazing these small state senators who make a big boast?
Yes.
Like this equal thing with the representation, representative government.
And four people in your community.
Yeah, right. I know it. So then you can include all of Wyoming and all of Vermont.
Hmm.
And we're still not anywhere near the 15.5 million who now call themselves an atheist, that say that there is no God.
Mm-hmm.
You can even include North Dakota, which only has 683,000.
Mm.
So that means you can include Wyoming, Vermont, North Dakota. You can include Alaska, 722,000.
Wow.
You can include South Dakota. That's 824,000. You can include Delaware. Under a million, Montana, under a million, Rhode Island, right at a million, New Hampshire, Maine, Hawaii, Idaho, Nebraska, West Virginia. That's 15.6 million people.
Mm.
So if you're going to look at how significant when you say that, you know, that people who call themselves an atheist in America, and you compare it to what it means by states, that means, imagine all the populations in these states I'm about to read off, that would be equal to that.
Wow.
So imagine Wyoming as an atheist state, Vermont as an atheist state, North Dakota, Alaska, South Dakota, Delaware, Montana, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, Hawaii, Idaho, Nebraska, and West Virginia. Imagine all those states are atheists, and they say there is no God.
It's like 14 states.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. So when we say that 5% of 311 million people who are under the Constitution say there is no God, when our Constitution says all of our rights come from God, in addition that, you know, 73% In 2005, it's dropped to 60% from 73% of people who no longer refer to themselves as being religious. It's headed towards a pagan. And then this is the thing that bothers me, that, obviously. But it's the sleeping church that doesn't even pay attention to the reality that our nation is being lost before us. And we still sing our songs. We still get together. We still do plays and dramas and different things. And, you know, we do all this stuff, but it's like we have a nation that's falling before us, a Christian nation that's falling before us, and we don't even seem concerned about it.
Right.
But it kind of boils back down to, you know, that's what happened, you know, when Adam and Eve hid from God. They didn't want anything to do with God because they had sinned. And so we're never going to want to deal with the sins of our nation until we deal with our own sins.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's a significant thing. 14 states could be written off as atheist states. And of course, they're not, but we're using that as a comparison. Because 15.5 billion approximately call themselves, you know, an atheist, which they say there is no God. And, and since 2005, people who call themselves a religious person, you know, has dropped from 73% to 60%. We are in trouble as a nation. Yeah. But the way things work is the more trouble you are in spiritually, normally the sleepier you are in the spiritual things. It's harder for you to be, you know, it's the opposite. You think it's your most desperate time of need that you'd be on your hands and knees crying and screaming for justice, but the opposite, God just gives you over to it.
Right.
You know? And so I want to encourage you that we can do something about this, and that's what we're wanting to do. You know, obviously what we're doing is not working.
Right.
And so we need to think about, you know, rethinking church, rethinking how we're presenting Jesus Christ. You know, how have we presented him? Are they looking at us? Are they seeing family? Are they seeing love? Are they just seeing religion? Are they seeing a whole bunch of rules and regulations? Are they seeing whitewashed cups and tombs, whitewashed tombs and outside cups that are clean but the inside are dirty? Do they see us making, you know, converts, you know, twice as much a son as hell as we are type statements that Jesus was talking about? Are we in love with Jesus? And the love we have for him and our abiding relationship was just overflowing into their lives. Right?
That's right.
So, I mean, we have to have a clue at some point that if this is the direction that we're going, and now we have a president who is more paganistic in his responses about everything, it's amazing what he's saying about everything. And the church just kind of winks at it, and then we run and wrap our arms around, you know, somebody who's probably a very good American. But he's a Mormon who has, they're preaching another Jesus. This ain't good when you look at all these things going on.
No, it isn't. Right. No, it isn't.
Why our enemies, like wolves, you know, roam around, I would say the outside of our borders of our nation to take us in. But now, you know, we have enemies foreign and domestic now.
Right.
Probably more domestic adversaries towards the Constitution and God than we've ever had in our country before.
Yeah.
While the church
in the backyard.
Yeah. While literally. Remember you're in anyway. Yeah, very close. They put some terrorist in jail in Jersey that was just very, very near, you know, what's happening up there in Jersey.
Yeah.
So I just wanna add to that, you know, and understand what 15.5% of America, that's very significant because they say it only takes 10% of a population to convince the rest of the population to go in a certain way.
Wow.
All you need is a tenth. If you get 10%, 10%, and they're already at 5%, and the church is declining, not inclining in America versus the other countries.
Wow.
What do we got to do? Listen, we just got to fall back in love with Jesus. We got to deal with our sin. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking in just a moment to Paul Davison about redigging the wells in Birmingham, Alabama, a place of repentance and for the sins of our fathers and our sins. And I'm telling you, this is the time. This is the time that we need to respond to God like never before. And look how many times God's people were in danger of total destruction and they cried out to him and he responded.
That's right.
I mean, he responds. He loves you. He would not one man would perish. And so God is for you, not against you, but he waits for you to use the authority that he's given you to lay it down and say, I need you.
That's right.
I want to make you the Lord of my life. I want to, no matter what religion has told me, I know I have sinned. I know I have turned against you, God, and I want a fresh start. I want a new beginning in you. I want to be born again. I want to receive you. I want to forget what's behind. I want to receive what's ahead. I want to receive you as my Lord and Savior. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. We shared a couple of our stories, you know, and you can kind of read up on our stories, and you have your own, but it may bear witness to you that God saves sinful people. That's us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he empowers us to be able to walk with him. And and he's just, you know, humility is highly underrated.
Mm.
Total dependency on God and respect for other people is how you would define that. Okay. It's okay to trust God. It's okay not to trust the economies of men and politicians and all that kind of stuff, but to trust God.
Mm. Right.
It's okay to trust God. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.